Oh yeah, I really like this perspective. I mean, we said it before, and I think basically nobody disagreed that we have various sub-projects now in Unity, and it's just, well, describing what's happening, I guess. And maybe it really is most useful to describe the different levels of existence of Unity, because there are. It's funny because even when we talk about what actually is Unity, we still use the word Unity as if it was clear what it is. And in a way, I guess to most of us, it has like a feeling to it, you know? Just like in a way, I feel that I know what it is, even though I cannot really pinpoint it. So yeah, it is not one project anymore. It is split in many sub-projects, definitely. It is a network already, I'd say. It is also, one word we haven't used so far, a tribe. This nomadic tribe. I really like that one, by the way. And this also works well with this personalization, because to me, some people just are Unity. For example, Thais will always be Unity for me, even though she hasn't been very active in the last month. But that doesn't matter. She's still totally Unity. I don't know.
But she's using money here.
But she's using money. That is very true. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, but I think it's because she's still occupied with the topics. I think this is the most important thing, probably, to me, at least. I don't know. To classify somebody as Unity. Also, which is funny to me, we have this subgroup of Und Jetzt people now inside Unity, but they're still all Unity people to me if they have been there for a while. Because to me, Und Jetzt is just an outside concept. I have never been to a conference or anything. So it's just like, ah, yeah, those new Unity people which have been recruited at Und Jetzt or via Und Jetzt. So to me, Und Jetzt is like the main Unity recruitment event. I'd say, maybe. Yeah. Oh yeah, recruitment. Another difficult topic, I'd say. Recruitment and or onboarding. I think because we are not a project anymore, but a lot of projects, and maybe a movement, and maybe a network, and maybe a tribe, and maybe a family, and maybe a community. It probably doesn't make very much sense to have like one onboarding process. That's like, it's also a thing Tim and me talked about before, I think a pretty long time ago actually already. Because it's just like the people we who are interested in us and want to contribute on us just so different now. It's just really, if you read the sign-up's emails, it's just so different. And to have like one process for all of them just doesn't make any sense, if you ask me. I mean, I think it's interesting, this Unity Online course, which Laurina and Paul are preparing now. But if I imagine like a motivated developer would have to go through this, I think a lot of them would just quit, and that would be a shame. And yeah, I think I even talked about this with Laurina before, and she wasn't even against it, so. Yeah, we just need to have a look how we're gonna implement this. Oh, and also like yeah, maybe we're with the scope of the name again here, because if people write newsletters in the name of Unity, or somebody posts with a Facebook account in the name of Unity, what is okay to say there? What who needs to be asked, or what are the yeah, the requirements which need to be met to do something like that. I think we really need to have answers to these questions, and if we cannot come up with them, we should just disable this. We should just disable the possibility to talk in the name of Unity at all, because then it's just not something we as a movement, network, project, whatever, can support, you know? Yeah.